Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of FBAU. Today's episode, we're going to talk all about how to launch a product, how to capitalize on the Amazon honeymoon period, really just an Amazon FBA product launch checklist. So if you have gotten to this point in your business journey, or maybe it's you're in double digit launches now, but things, I would say in terms of launch, it's definitely one of the categories that changes a lot just because Amazon's rules have changed a decent amount. And so it is one thing you always want to both on marketing, launch, things that can scale really quickly, you want to make sure your education is evolving too. And you don't just learn years ago and then you just do it over and over and over, because that you will fall behind. We've seen it. We've done it. Okay. So product launch, my man, in terms of just a couple fundamentals, maybe some things that have changed versus some things that haven't. What stands out as kind of like your Mount Rushmore type keys to a launch?
Yeah. So when it comes to product launch on Amazon, the name of the game is still the same, right? Rank your product organically if you can to page one and sell as many units as you can in that launch sort of honeymoon period, that first 30 to 45 days, to basically prove to Amazon that you've earned your spot on page one for a bunch of these keywords, right? So you have to get sales. It's just the main thing, right? Just get sales for your product. Basically, the way I think about it is, sometimes it's kind of bad, but to basically sales at any cost to a certain extent, you don't want to be having like a 400% ACOS, but sales at any cost. So you want to be getting sales. You have to get sales during your launch period. This is going to solidify your ranking, and it's going to mean that you enter that sort of Amazon flywheel where, you get organic sales, you get reviews, your PPC ACOS is below 30%, and, the flywheel keeps continuing, reviews start climbing. So you have to sell reviews. So first thing for me is your listing geared to sell reviews? And is your listing geared to sell units? So you have to think about your listing, and, it's not always obvious that the first step of a launch is an optimized listing. A lot of people do skimp it. A lot of people do it half-assed, but you have to have an optimized listing. So number one is, have you differentiated your product, and are you selling the benefits of your product? If you've done your product research properly, you would have capitalized on negative things people are saying about products, positive things, and just basically merge them all together to create something of value to the customer. So you want to make sure that's definitely showing in your listing. So great images, optimized title, bullet points, back-end search term description, A+ content if you have brand registry. Basically, go all out for your listing. Make it shine, add a video, do everything you can. That is going to allow you to sell units because you're going to be looking better than the competition. And then the next thing for me really is you want to have aggressive pricing. And I think too many people overlook this. A lot of the times people on TikTok or people on Instagram, they'll message me and say, hey man, I launched a product on Amazon. It's not selling very well. Can you take a look at it? And, a lot of the times I'm just too busy, but if I do have some spare time, whatever, I'll take a look at it. And more often than not, they have virtually no reviews and the product is priced at the same price point as their competitors who have, in some cases, thousands of reviews. So you just have to ask yourself, put yourself in the customer's shoes. Would you buy your own product? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. So you have to price it more aggressively. You're not going to be able to get your 40% margins, your 50% margins straight off the bat. You have to be willing to accept a lower profit margin just to get units sold. Do it, sacrifice it, do that. And then basically you get to a point where you can slowly then start to increase your price back to your target long-term price. And then you can start making money on your product. Don't think from the beginning you're going to be super profitable. The goal is to rank your product, so make sure you're ranking. And then the other thing that I see that not too many people do is, they don't put a big enough emphasis on getting reviews. Reviews are your social proof. That's what people look at when they buy your product. So if you don't have the reviews, don't think you're going to get the sales. So have a clear strategy as to how you're going to get these reviews. We recommend, getting a few friends of friends to do search, find, buys. It's going to give you a few reviews on your product before you, go ahead and really start converting well on PPC. That is the main thing you want to focus on. Because a lot of the times your conversion is going to be quite poor when you have no reviews. No one's going to be buying your product. You're going to be spending a bunch on ads and it's not really going to be going anywhere. So make sure that you have reviews in your listing and have a plan to get those reviews. If you have brand registry, enter into the Vine program. Make sure obviously you have a good product, But that's going to get you your first sort of circa 25 reviews. Get maybe 5 to 10 friendly reviews from friends of friends. You've got 35 reviews now. You're in the game. You're rolling. Your PPC is going to convert way better. And things are just going to shift way faster. So that's something you want to think about. Emphasis on reviews. And the other thing that I want to talk about, the last thing, is looking at your images. A lot of people will create a suite of images and then just leave it, don't make any changes whatsoever. But something that you want to do, and probably the biggest thing next to price that can influence whether or not your product sells a bunch of units or whether it just doesn't, is you want to continuously test your hero images. You definitely want to try different angles. You want to try maybe having, you know, actual actors or people in the image. You want to have different environments. Again, obviously, this is your hero images against a white background. But you want to have different elements going on in the image, and you want to test different angles, different shots, because, you know, it sounds stupid, but these make a massive difference, and they can massively increase your conversion rate, which obviously is going to help your PPC, mean that you spend less, make more profit, and overall rank way better. So understand these things in your launch and know what you're doing. Have a plan before you go into it. Don't just go into it and then scramble around thinking about how am I going to sell units. Have a plan, stick to it, and you'll have a successful launch. And that makes all the difference for the entire lifespan of your product.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the people sometimes get a little sold a little too much on what the Amazon honeymoon period is. It's not, I mean, you are treated way better than you would if you were an old listing with no sales and no reviews, right? But you're not, it's still nowhere near the amount of traffic, the amount of eyeballs that, let's say, a high search volume on page one is going to be. So some people just think, and we get kind of that question a lot from like students, is what is the honeymoon period like? Is like, there's just going to be a ton of traffic essentially because I'm in the honeymoon, right? And it's like, well, you can't really bank on that, because yes, you will be exposed in a way that Amazon wants to see if you convert better than any listings that are ranked well, because at the end of the day, they are agnostic to brands. They just want listings that convert. And so you really want to make sure traffic is going to your listing. And so that also means, in addition to getting some search find buys, and setting up your PPC inventory, you have to make sure you're actually getting clicks too. And so that is a mistake we've seen a lot, right? Is that people just set PPC and then essentially, you know, maybe check it every week or so, and they're just not getting like clicks. And so that's not actually accomplishing anything. And that means you got to adjust the bids, you got to increase your bids, you got to create new campaigns, but you have to make sure your PPC is actually doing something. Otherwise, you just set something up like that is phony to a degree, because it's not triggering the market. And a lot of times you got to raise your bid off your initial price, just because you haven't really triggered Amazon's PPC auction. And, you know, nobody quite knows exactly how it works. Well, I mean, it works. The highest next bid is shown, but you can be shown a lot of different placements once you're actually getting clicks. But a lot of times what I've seen and what we've seen with students is that you have to bid higher to basically start getting clicks on targets. Then you end up having to bid once you're basically just operationally in that PPC auctions market. That's a little technical, but a lot of times you have to increase your bid to a point where you can lower it once you're getting clicks and be totally fine and continue getting clicks. Another thing, so that's one thing, is you got to make sure traffic is coming. And then you want to have a very, very close view of your keyword rankings, because if you do begin to rank, not one time, because a lot of times you jump around at the start, if 3, 4, 5 days you're consistently ranking well on one or two keywords, increase your bid, like make sure you're getting a ton of marketing clicks on those keywords, because A sale on a keyword, no matter how it came, still credits that organic ranking. So that's another one. One thing, you definitely want to have your finger on the external marketing trigger. And so a lot of times you don't need to launch with it because launches can go well without it. And then why go through the process? But I would just say familiarize yourself with Google Ads. We teach Google Ads in our accelerator program just because it's pretty much guaranteed traffic. And it's even better than Google. You can do keywords. And so you can target the same keywords you're targeting on Amazon, whereas, let's say, IG, TikTok, those can scale, but you are not targeting as specific of a customer or a customer at all to those platforms. So just kind of understanding, okay, yes, the honeymoon period exists, but I gotta send some traffic. I gotta, like an old store, I gotta get people in the door. So just make sure you're tracking your traffic and actually getting people in the door.
Yeah, and look, we've seen launches, right? Launches can either go two ways. One, you know, you don't do things right and you don't sell as many units, which greatly reflects in your organic rank and your ability to scale your product on Amazon. Or, you know, you hit it right out the gate and you absolutely crush your launch and Amazon rewards you with organic ranking. And then, you know, as long as you stay in stock, you literally then will create that flywheel. And then, you know, when done properly, that can last for 5-10 years plus. And, you know, that's how you really cement yourself in the Amazon catalog and get things rolling off to a great start. And, you know, it's a whole lifestyle change when things go well, you know, everything gets better. Guys, if you're listening to us, you'll know about the Amazon Accelerator 2.0, which is our flagship program where we offer unlimited one-to-one calls, unlimited guys, for an entire year. Now, Mike and I coach through the complete life cycle of an Amazon FBA private label business, from setting up your seller account all the way through to scaling your brand and your business to six figures and above. If you're interested in working with us and you want to know more about our program, what we offer, book a call with us. The link is in the description. We'd love to speak with as many of you as possible and see how we can change your lives. As always, we'll see you on the next episode.